Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1728. Write, I am thrice holy, and I detest the smallest sin. I cannot love a soul which is stained with sin. But when it repents, there is no limit to my generosity toward it. My mercy embraces and justifies it. With my mercy, I pursue sinners along all their paths, and my heart rejoices when they return to me. I forget the bitterness with which they fed my heart and rejoice at their return. Tell sinners that no one shall escape my hand. If they run away from my merciful heart, they will fall into my just hands. Tell sinners that I am always waiting for them, and that I listen intently to the beating of their heart. When will it beat for me? Write that I am speaking to them through their remorse of conscience, through their failures and sufferings, through thunderstorms, through the voice of the Church. And if they bring all my graces to naught, I begin to be angry with them, leaving them alone and giving them what they want. O my Jesus, you alone know of my efforts. I seem to be a bit better, but better only to the point that I can go out on the veranda instead of lying in bed. I see and am fully aware of what is happening to me, despite the diligent care of my superiors and the efforts of the doctors, my health is fading and running out. But I rejoice greatly at your call, my God, my love, because I know that my mission will begin at the moment of my death. Oh, how much I desire to be set free from the bonds of this body. Oh, my Jesus, you know that in all my desires I always want to see your will. Of myself, I would not want to die 1 minute sooner, or to live 1 minute longer, or to suffer less, or to suffer more, but I only want to do your holy will. Although I have great enthusiasm, and the desires burning in my heart are immense, they are never above your will. I fly to your mercy, compassionate God, who alone are good. Although my misery is great and my offenses are many, I trust in your mercy, because you are the God of mercy, and from time immemorial it has never been heard of, nor do heaven or earth remember, that a soul trusting in your mercy has been disappointed. O God of compassion, you alone can justify me, and you will never reject me when I, contrite, approach your merciful heart, where no one has ever been refused, even if he were the greatest sinner. Today I was awakened by a great storm. The wind was raging, and it was raining in torrents, thunderbolts striking again and again. I began to pray that the storm would do no harm when I heard the words, "Say the chaplet I have taught you, and the storm will cease." I began immediately to say the chaplet, and hadn't even finished it when the storm suddenly ceased, and I heard the words, "Through the chaplet you will obtain everything, if what you ask for is compatible with my will." As I was praying for Poland, I heard the words, "I bear a special love for Poland, and if she will be obedient to my will, I will exalt her in might and holiness. From her will come forth the spark that will prepare the world for my final coming." Welcome, hidden love, life of my soul. I welcome you, Jesus, under these insignificant forms of bread. Welcome, sweetest mercy, who pour yourself out for souls. Welcome, infinite goodness, who pour out everywhere torrents of your graces. Welcome, O veiled brightness, the light of souls. Welcome, O fount of inexhaustible mercy, O purest spring from which life and holiness gush forth for us. Welcome, delight of pure souls. Welcome, only hope of sinful souls. O my Jesus, you know that there are times when I have neither lofty thoughts nor a soaring spirit. I bear with myself patiently and admit that that is just what I am, because all that is beautiful is a grace from God. And so I humble myself profoundly and cry out for your help. And the grace of visitation is not slow in coming to the humble heart. God teaches Faustina about the holiness of the Trinity. God detests even the smallest sins. They are a rebellion against his love. Let's seek God's mercy. God awaits with patience and generosity each one of us. But if we continually reject him, we will have to live with the consequences of our choices. Faustina understands that she will not live to a ripe old age. She wants to fulfill God's will, whatever it is. She writes a prayer of trust in God's mercy. Faustina writes of a terrible storm that took place, and during it Jesus encourages her to pray the Chaplet of Mercy, which is such a powerful intercessory prayer. The storm ceases, and we can work against the other storms in our life by praying that prayer. Jesus tells of his special love for Poland and of the spark that will come from there to prepare the world for his final coming. It is not clear exactly what the spark is. Perhaps it is the divine mercy message and devotion, or the life of St. Faustina. Perhaps it's the ministry of St. John Paul II. Or maybe it's a combination of all of these things. And we shouldn't forget Blessed Michael Sopochko, who had an essential role as well. Faustina writes a prayer welcoming Jesus, who comes hidden in the Eucharist. And Faustina tells Jesus that at times she doesn't soar like a saint. She is very aware of her humanness and her weakness. She humbly admits that all that is good in her comes from God.